He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, August the 18th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got a soft start to the market, but it's actually improved quite a bit here since it opened about 35 minutes ago. The S&P right now is right at 2,100. It's down a couple of points today, however. Right now, Dow is down 13 points. That works out to 0.08%. The Dow is at 17,531. The NASDAQ is down 14 points. The NASDAQ is at 5,077. Crude oil, which was catching a little bit of a bid here this morning, is now down about a penny or two. Crude oil is at $42.40, and of course, our show is heard in Dallas and in Houston, so I'm sure the folks in Texas watch those oil prices every day, along with T-bone steak prices and beef brisket prices, which I watch also. Gold is at $1,111. A lot of ones there. It's down 0.5% right now. The euro is at 1.1045. Oh, what's the 10-year yield doing here? It's been backing off a little bit here today. It's currently at 2.19%. 2.19% is where the 10-year yield is. At the current time, housing starts near 8-year highs. Boy, the home builders really broke out yesterday. Surprised to see that. We'll have some more on that in a bit here on the show. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, I listened to an interview today with Abby Joseph Cohen, who's been the chief market strategist at Goldman Sachs ever since I've been in the business. I can remember watching Abby Joseph Cohen. Her middle name is basically Goldman, you know, she's been there for so long. But I got to say that everything that she said today in her interview on Bloomberg Radio, I agree with. Abby Joseph Cohen says that this bull market is still intact. And I've been saying that for the last 6 years and 21 weeks. Abby Joseph Cohen said that the U.S. economy continues to expand. Not at a fantastic rate, but at a 2 to 3% rate, and it's sustainable, and she thinks that it can continue to expand. Abby Joseph Cohen still believes that there's opportunity in the stock market, which yesterday I gave out my target price once again, 12 months from now, of $22.50. Abby Joseph Cohen and the folks at Goldman Sachs have a little bit lower target price than I do, but their target price is 6 to 12 months. They're at $21.50, which isn't very good. We're at $2,100 right now. They just see 50 points upside potential in the next 6 to 12 months. I see 150 points upside potential. And the other big thing that I agreed with and nodded my head, actually two more things. Abby Joseph Cohen thinks that the Fed did a great job. And I've been saying that too. That's not a very popular opinion. A lot of people are Fed haters. But I'd have to ask those folks, where would we be today were it not for Mr. The Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, and Mr. Bernanke during that crisis? Where would we be today had they not got their heads together and discussed a strategy to get us out of the deep doo-doo that we were in? I believe they've done a good job. And I think they were the right people at the right time for a massive, massive issue. Problem that threatened to bring down, really, the financial system here in America. And the last thing I agreed with on Abby Joseph Cohen, I was nodding my head yes as I listened to her, the goddess from Goldman Sachs. She also thinks that she's worried about retail investors in the bond market going forward, which I am also worried about. Well, my retail investors, the folks that I manage money for, don't have any exposure to the bond market. And while it's had a little bit of a rally here recently and interest rates have been driven back to 2.2, let's not forget they were at 1.6 not that long ago. We've been as high as 2.45, somewhere in there. And I just think that the overall drift, the tide, the currents are going to continue to carry interest rates higher, which could leave bond investors, retail investors in bonds, high and dry. And that's why I'm not a believer in the typical asset allocation model, which I believe Goldman Sachs is. I want to say that over the years that they usually come out with their recommendation 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10. I didn't hear her come up with that allocation today, but she is not favorable about bonds going forward. Other news, China tumbles 6.1% once again overnight. I did dabble in China earlier this year, only to get my toe bit off. This time my big toe, not my little toe. And I backed out of that trade real quickly, but did a little damage to me there. I had a small exposure there. China is just totally irrational. You can't get the truth out of China. And you just don't know where their P.E. ratios are at. You don't know where their earnings are at. It's a manipulated market. Until things settle down, avoid China. We've got some earnings here that have come in today. Yeah, I like Home Depot's earnings. I told you last week, Home Depot's breaking out. It was breaking out, obviously, in front of earnings. And Home Depot breaking out nicely today to new all-time highs. We own Home Depot here at Gunderson Capital Management. I came up with this thesis that importers of Chinese goods are on the right side of the street, while exporters to China are on the wrong side of the street. Why then, Gunderson, is Walmart down today? Aren't they probably the biggest importer of Chinese goods? Yeah, probably. But Walmart has other issues. Walmart has become a non-growth company. It's almost like a non-profit organization. No, they still make a profit, but ever so thin. And they've had to give people more money. They've had to give people raises. They've had to raise their wages. They've got 11,000 stores across the globe. It's pretty hard to grow anymore. And when they reported their sales today, they were up 0% versus this same time last year. That's called a no-growth company. And their earnings were actually down 9% from this same time last year. There's the problem. The company is not growing anymore. Home Depot, on the other hand, reported sales that were up 6% versus this time last year, and earnings that were up 21% this quarter versus the same comparable quarter last year. So you're really comparing an apple with an orange here, a non-growth company with a growth company. Yes, Walmart is being aided by low prices coming out of China, cheap imports coming out of China, but they have other issues that are offsetting that phenomenon. We have Petco filing for an IPO. As I look out my office window here, I can see Petco Park, where the pets go. I never did like that motto for the Padres Stadium, where the pets go. That can have a double meaning there. And the Padres have been playing like it also. Petco's gone public 3 times, I believe, in the past. Boy, I watched the home builders yesterday. XHB is the exchange-traded fund. Look at it break out again today. You know, I would say this about that. There's not a lot of inventory out there of homes, at least not in the Southern California area, not in the San Diego area. Maybe it's time that these home builders got to get busy again to catch up with the demand for homes. I watched Lennar break out to new highs yesterday. I watched Toll Brothers break out to new highs. And I've been telling you about a lot of the remodeling stocks like Mohawk, like Acuity Brands and others that are also riding this wave of people remodeling their homes. Well, now it looks like people are looking to buy new homes. TJ Maxx, oh, I came this close to buying it yesterday. It broke out. I've loved TJ Maxx over the years. They come in and beat earnings today. Stock breaking out to new highs. So Home Depot beats. Walmart doesn't impress at all. Walmart is a stodgy old stock of yesteryear. And somehow Home Depot continues to maintain that growth. And I got to believe that this remodeling phase that we're going through in America, where everybody's changing their bathroom and their kitchen and their living room, a lot of trips being made to Home Depot. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. But it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Bill, if you think that this market is still in bull mode, which I do, 6 years and 20 weeks, and if you say you agree with Abby Joseph Cohen that this market, U.S. stock market, still has upside potential, which I do, well, then can you be a little bit more specific? All right. You know, the Best Stocks Now app, which I invented along with Douglas Apperly, it is an invaluable tool to me as a professional money manager. Time in this business is everything. From the time the market opens till the time the market closes, I sift through a lot of data, a lot of information. I look at a lot of charts. I have to have the fastest computers. I have to have the fastest internet. I have to have the most information that I can possibly go through in the period of time that I'm allotted. It doesn't take long before that market is closed. You can't believe how time flies in this business. And the research end of the business, I have to be able to zero in on the best stocks now, which out of 4,100 usually comes down to about 200 stocks. That's it. And I either own them or I'm looking at them. Well, last week, I noticed that Home Depot was once again rising in the ranks. I have owned Home Depot off and on over the years. In fact, I tweeted out last week, anybody who thinks that this bull market is coming to an end, take a look at the breakout in Home Depot. Is that how leading stocks behave in a market that's getting ready to go into a bear? No. This ought to be at least another piece of evidence that you look at and say, scratch your head and say, maybe Bill's right. Maybe this market does have more upside potential, which I believe it does. It's based on S&P 500 numbers next year, and Home Depot is one of those companies. Home Depot's earnings are expected to grow by 14% this year versus last year, and another 14% next year versus this year. That's growth. And you know the axiom here at Gunderson Capital Management, as long as earnings continue to grow at a company or an index, and those companies or indexes are not too highly priced, then the stock price or that index should be able to go higher. And right now, that can be said about not only the S&P 500, but also about a member of the S&P 500 in Home Depot. Let's begin by looking at the valuation of Home Depot, Bill. It's currently trading at $122 per share. How in the world are you going to justify this thing going higher? Well, over the last 5 years, believe it or not, this mature, large cap company, which seems to be getting better with age, has been growing their earnings by 23% per year. Now, remember when I compared it with Walmart in the first quarter of the show, I said that's like comparing apples with oranges. Well, Home Depot's been growing by 23% per year over the last 5 years. Walmart's only been growing by 6%. That's a big, big difference. And guess which stock has been the superior performer over the last 5 years? It's no contest. Home Depot has been moving up at a rate of 36.7% per year over the last 5 years, while the market's been doing 14%. Why? Because their earnings have been growing at a superior rate to the S&P 500. That's how you find these alpha companies that deliver earnings and results better than the S&P 500. You find ones that are growing faster and still make sense from a valuation point of view. Well, if Home Depot is expected to make $6.03 in earnings next year, and they're still expected to grow at about a 13% rate going forward, which isn't bad for a $160 billion company that also pays a dividend yield of 1.9%. Therefore, I own Home Depot not only in my conservative growth account, but I also own Home Depot in my growth and income account because I, like Abby Joseph Cohen, do not like the bond market going forward. I worry and fret and chew my fingernails over retail investors that are stuck invested in big bond funds, especially because they're the most subject to interest rate fluctuations going forward. Therefore, I prefer owning dividend-paying stocks like Home Depot, a portfolio of dividend-paying stocks. If Home Depot can make $6 per share next year, which is the analyst consensus opinion, and if they can grow their earnings by 13% per year, that gives them some pretty hefty earnings 5 years from now. And if we put a multiple on Home Depot, which I think is appropriate for a consumer discretionary type of company growing at this rate, I come up with a $195 target price on a stock that's currently trading at $122. Well, it just got a little bit more expensive today because the stock is breaking out on their earnings report and the stock is hitting new highs. But having said that, it still passes my value test, which is one half of the best stocks now equation. Oh, I see. You're a value investor. You look at momentum, too. You better believe it. Momentum and performance is the other half of the equation. Out of all the stocks in the market, my performance grade on Home Depot is an A-. The stock's up 46% over the last 12 months, while the market's only up 7%. And over the last 10 years, Home Depot has delivered 15% per year while the market's delivered 5%. It's tripled the returns of the market. That includes the dividend. This Atlanta-based company, where we're heard every single day down in the Atlanta area on their business radio, this Atlanta-based company is one of the superior, large-cap, conservative growth and income stocks in the entire market. Now, when those two come together, valuation and performance or momentum, I have a very simple grading system. I have a very simple ranking system. That helps me zero in very, very quickly on the best stocks in the market. I was looking at Home Depot last week and it had risen clear up into the top 200. And I decided to add it back to my portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. I owned it for a long time, and I eventually sold it when it started to drift lower. And now I got back into it last week, and I hope to ride it for the next year or two. You never know. But out of 4,150 stocks, Home Depot currently comes in at number 122. I last featured, oh, there's my tweet. If you, on the Best Stocks Now app, if you scroll down, August 13th, 2015, anyone who thinks that the six-year-plus bull market is over, look at the chart of Home Depot. We'll look at it again today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we went through the big picture of the market yesterday. And once again, as we went through the asset classes and the sectors and the indexes around the world, I came to the conclusion, whether you agree with me or not, that U.S. stocks are still the very best place to be. And really the only place to be other than cash. I don't like emerging markets, I don't like international developed markets, I don't like fixed income, and I don't like commodities. What does that leave? Well, it leaves U.S. stocks. And I went over the interview that I listened to today with Abby Joseph Cohen on Bloomberg Radio. And I'm in harmony, in line. She says the same things, that U.S. stocks, place to be, that the bull market remains intact. There's no sign whatsoever out there of a recession around the corner. They have a 2150 target price on the S&P 500 over the next 6 to 12 months, and I have a 2250 target price 12 months from now. So we're pretty much in line there with everything. Oh, another thing that we're in line with, she says next year, despite the stall in earnings growth this year in 2015, this has been a weird year. We had two factors that came out of nowhere, plunging oil prices and a rising dollar, that really took a bite out of S&P 500 earnings. I estimate that it's somewhere in the $6, $7, $8 area that it took out of the S&P 500, which translates to about 100 points. But she says that next year, earnings growth amongst the S&P 500 stocks should return to normal once again. And I agree. In fact, I can make a case for 10 to 11% growth in earnings next year in the S&P 500. So we're all in line there. We've had a couple of earnings reports today. Home Depot knocked the ball out of the park, not necessarily on their earnings, but their forecast going forward. And Walmart disappointed, which doesn't surprise me. I'm not an owner. I don't consider Walmart to be a best stock now. And the one that really knocked the ball out of the park, and the one that I, at the very last minute, I lined up the trade. I was ready to press the buy button, and I backed out. And I should have done it. TJ Maxx, TJ Companies, look at that thing break out to the upside. Well, it broke out yesterday. Yesterday was the breakout day. Today's the explosion higher day. So earnings continue to trickle in, but we're pretty much now through earnings season. Let's take a look at another stock that I've recently purchased here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth accounts. I don't believe that it pays a dividend. Let me just make sure. If it does not pay a dividend, it does not qualify for my growth and income account. It does not pay a dividend. It's a $43 billion technology company headquartered in San Jose, California, where we're heard on KDOW. Hey, we're getting in a lot of stocks here today related to Atlanta, where we're heard on down there, we got Home Depot headquartered, the pride of Atlanta. We're heard in the Palo Alto, San Jose area, Silicon Valley on KDOW. And you're also home. I've been by the headquarters there. They also got a huge, huge facility up in Utah. Adobe Systems provides design, imaging, and publishing software for print, web, mobile, and dynamic media production. As I went through this latest round of earnings, and I imported and brought in the new earnings estimates for these companies, one of the biggest upgrades to earnings for this year and next year was Adobe Systems. And I look at their earnings this year, which are expected to be $2.06. Well, that doesn't mean anything in and of itself, unless you compare it with last year's earnings, which were $1.29. Adobe is looking for 60% growth in earnings this year, but wait a minute, that's not the end of the story. Next year, they're expected to make $3.23, which is a 57% increase. Hey, this is a pretty mature company. What in the heck all of a sudden is going on at Adobe Systems? Well, earnings growth, that's what's taking place. In fact, we are working on an article about Adobe Systems, which will outline exactly what is going on over there. But in the meantime, let's just keep it simple and take a look at Adobe over the years. Let's begin with the performance of the stock. I'm not a Walmart fan. Walmart does not qualify as a best stock now because the performance has been lousy over the years, recent years. But at Adobe, over the last 5 years, Adobe has been moving along at a nice speed of 25% per year. Remember, there's no dividend here. This is just pure capital appreciation. During that same 12 months, the stock is up 14%. Adobe's up 25%. Over the last 3 years, Adobe's up, been going, moving at a clip of 37% per year, while the market's been going at 14% per year. And over the last 12 months, while the market's up a stodgy old 7.5%, Adobe's up 24%. It gets a performance grade of A-. And in fact, in the Investor's Business Daily system, the relative strength of 1 to 99, Adobe comes in at 87, which is very good. Something's going on over there at Adobe. Now we have to look to the valuation of the company. What really catches my eye, and I just went through this, is all of a sudden the earnings growth that's taking place at Adobe. And in my article that will be out here later this week, I'll talk about why. What is going on there that is driving not only top-line sales growth, but is also driving bottom-line earnings growth. Adobe Systems is currently trading at a fairly rich P.E. ratio of 26% per year, or at 26.8. That's the forward PE, the FPE. Well, you know, they're expecting 60% growth in earnings this year and another 60 next year. So that's a fairly reasonable forward PE given those kinds of growth numbers. And when I carry Adobe's earnings out over the next 5 years and put a multiple that I think is appropriate for the company, I come up with a $155 target price on a stock that's currently trading at 86. The last piece of the puzzle that has to fit for me is the technical pattern, the chart. I don't buy stocks that are in downtrends. I'm not a contrarian. I don't buy stocks that are going sideways, hoping that I get in before the big catalyst hits, because most times stocks can remain in sideways trends for a long time. I don't buy stocks that have been going sideways and starting to roll over and break down. That's one of the reasons why I sold Apple, which I'd owned for a long time, several weeks ago. I like good, healthy stock charts. Is that too much to ask? Just like a guy who likes to see a good EKG, you know, after he runs the treadmill. I like to see a good, healthy stock chart. Adobe's chart is breaking out to new highs. And the earnings growth all of a sudden is starting to blossom there at Adobe, which could be considered a mature company. But at the same time, there's something going on there that's all of a sudden driving earnings growth big time. Out of 4,150 stocks in my database, and I got to cut to the chase really quickly during the day here, time and speed is everything in this industry, in this business. At least here it is. Now, if I was an asset allocator, who cares? I don't have to come in until 10 a.m. today. Sleep in. Catch a few Z's. Oh, and by the way, I got a golf match at 1 p.m. We're going to meet the boys over there. We've got a foursome going on at the country club. No. I like buying individual stocks and putting together portfolios, and I don't believe in asset allocation. I currently own Adobe Systems in my conservative growth accounts. It comes in at number 123 out of 4,150, and it's a real nice fit in my conservative growth. It's a large cap, and I also own it in my moderate risk profile because it's not exactly a $200 billion company. It's a $43 billion company and a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management's in the accounts that I manage. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, I'd like to talk in this last segment a little bit about research. You know, anybody who's ever applied for a job here with me always wants to do stock research. That's the fun part. To me, that's the fun part. I mean, that's what really excites me. That's what wakes me up in the morning at 5:15 a.m. and I walk to work. I can't wait to get here. I just love going through the stocks in the market. But, you know, that's kind of the the gravy part of this business. And you just don't walk in and start doing research and picking stocks. You've got to have some experience doing it. And if you do your own research, boy, there's an awful lot of criteria that you can look at. And I remember I spoke to a investment club one time, and they went through all of their criteria that they have for picking stocks for the club's portfolio. And by the time they got through all the criteria, you know, it eliminated a lot of the stuff that I like. And I thought there was a lot of criteria there that was unnecessary. In fact, studies over time have shown that a lot of the criteria that investors deem to be so important really don't make much of a difference at all. I know there was a study done on return on equity. And so they took the top return on equity stocks and segregated them off over here, and they took the bottom return on equity stocks and segregated them over here and put the others kind of in the middle, and they compared the returns over time through a backtesting process, and they found that return on equity really had very little impact on the results achieved by the portfolio, that factor. They did the same thing with profit margins. Well, you would think the companies with the fattest profit margins would be the best investments. They back-tested it. Here's all of the best profit margins over here. Let's just buy them. And here's all the worst ones over here. Let's avoid them. Once again, it was a criteria that had very little impact on the overall results of your portfolio. Valuation is definitely a criteria that boosts performance. There's been studies on the lowest PE stocks versus the highest PE stocks, and you will find that the lowest PE stocks outperform the highest PE stocks. There's been studies done on price to book value. And that's definitely a worthwhile criteria. The lower price to book value stocks over time have outperformed the higher price to book value. And let's not forget price to sales. O'Shaughnessy's work on price to sales showed that the lowest price to sales stocks far outperformed the highest price to sales stocks. But I wouldn't limit my research, and I wouldn't limit my research to just one or two criteria like that, but you can improve your performance by not paying up for stocks. And that's why half of my equation includes valuation. And there has been work done that shows that high relative strength stocks, stocks that perform in a market better than the rest, also can produce superior returns, but they can also crash and burn pretty quickly too. Therefore, over time, I've narrowed my research down to valuation, which I do 5-year target prices. I'm a little bit different than the average analyst out there. I used to go visit companies, fly across country to Boston to visit a company and write it up. It was fun for a while, but that wasn't my bailiwick. That wasn't my bag, but I liked it. And doing pro forma income statements and applying multiples and coming up with 5-year, 3-year, 6-year, 1-year, 6-month target prices. Valuation is a very critical. You need to have some kind of valuation formulas. I have a very simple one that I use. You've heard me talk about it. I take next year's earnings, grow them by the 5-year growth rate, consensus growth rate, and then apply a multiple. It's pretty simple. Applying the multiples, the artful part, I guess. There is no list you can look up. There is no chart you can look up to look at the what multiple you should use. You can look at the average multiple over the last 10 years. There's a good place to start. And the other half of the equation, obviously, is relative strength. And you hear me talk about how these stocks have performed versus the market over the years. That's what we call relative strength. Another word for it is alpha. So I like to buy alpha-rich stocks that are performing in today's market, which makes me a non-contrarian. I am not a contrarian. What they buy is stocks that have negative alpha, stocks that have been underperforming the market for a long time. They're going the opposite direction that I'm going in. So you have to decide in your mind which type of investor you are. Do you like to buy beaten down things? You know, some of these house flippers, they go in and buy the most trashed house in the neighborhood. But there's a little difference there because the flipper can fix that house up. If you buy a stock that's beaten down, you've got no say in turning that company around and fixing it up. Therefore, I am not a contrarian. I like to buy things that are flourishing and doing well in today's environment. And combine that with value and a healthy stock chart, and those are my research criteria. What are your research criteria? Anyways, every week in my newsletter, you know, I'm sure you can pick up on a lot of these methods, which are pretty simple, that I use. I give living examples every day here on the radio show, at least a couple, at least four or five, six per week, living examples in today's market that meet my research criteria. I try to keep it simple. You can get really, really complex. And I've had people come back and argue with me about a stock I like. And they say, well, don't you see these decreasing relative or return on equity numbers? Or some other exotic thing, you know. You can overanalyze, too. So, anyways, over the years, I've learned this is my system that I use to that I employ to pick the stocks that I buy in the portfolios that I manage. If you'd like to learn more, get the newsletter. We send it out every week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to have us go to work for you, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.